Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Erich in Perik Gimel, Mishnah Beis, bis der Yachuza, la hakel la hachmir keitzad. Again, what's Stei Yachuza? Stei Yachuza is a field in Eretz Yisrael that he got by Yerusha from his father, from the times that Yeshua divided the land. When a person is Magdish, his Stei Yachuza, he has a right to redeem it from Hegdish before Yovel comes. Then he has it as if nothing happened. But if someone else redeemed it from Hegdish and Yovel came, or no one redeemed it at all, and it stayed in the Rishus of Hegdish until Yovel, then the field goes over to the Rishus of the Kehanim, and it becomes their Achuza. Achuza means like a Yerusha. Okay, so suppose I have a Stei Achuza, and I was Magdish it. How much time do I have to redeem it? Zakta Mishnah. A Stei Achuza, when it comes to a Stei Achuza, that I was Magdish to Bedek Abayis, that means to the general Hegdish fund, and I want to redeem it. So, lehakal ulehachmir, there are kulais and chumrais, leniencies and stringencies. Ketza. Well, echad magdish, whether someone's magdish, estei achuza, becholas hamachois, that means around the city. That's not so chashiv, because people come walking on it. Ve'echad magdish, or whether someone was magdish, estei achuza, beparadisais sevasti, in the vineyards of Sevasti. They were very, very expensive over there. It's a place where there were many orchards, many trees. The trees were very expensive there. In both cases, he redeems it for the same amount. Noisen is going to pay Bezera Chaymer Sairim for a shetach, for an area, which is large enough to plant over there 30 saw of barley. He's going to pay Chamishim Shekel Kesef, 50 silver shekels. Now, this isn't exactly what he pays every single year. It depends how many years there are to Yovel. We're going to learn more about this in Perek Zayin Bez Hashem Yisbruch. But basically, if a person is Magdash and then is Poid and then redeems his field right after Yovel, he pays 50 shekels for each area that you can plant 30 saw of Sidon. But if he is Poid a number of years after Yovel, then you deduct from this amount the value of the years that passed. There are only 49 years from one Yovel to the next. So the max, the first year, is this 50 shekel. Then it keeps going down. That's the Dmei opinion that the Torah established. So there's a kul over here. If his field was amongst the orchards of Sevasti, he's paying much less than the market value. And there's a chumra, if he had one of those fields outside the city that everyone steps on, he's paying much more. Ubestei hamikna, but let's say stam. He took a field that he bought, and he was magdish that to Hegdish. Now he wants to redeem it. Nice, and so the Redeemer is going to give us Shavi, whatever the real value is. That's going to be a much cheaper price for the Chaylis and Machayis, and a much more expensive price if his field was Bipardesais Sevasti. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer, Reimer Echad, makes no difference whether he is redeeming Stei Achuza, a Yerusha field, that he got from his parents, and they got from their parents all the way up until Yeshua. Echad Stei Mikna, whether he's redeeming a field that he bought, he gives the same amount, 50 shekel lebei zera chaymer sairim. If that's the case, ma ben stei achuza lestei mikna, so what is the difference? And rather, the difference is when the magdish himself, the one who donated it to Hegdish, redeems the field shebestei achuza, which was the Yerusha, nice, and he has to add on chaymish, a fifth on the value of the pidyon that the Torah says. But obestei mikna, if he's redeeming a field that he purchased, again, the person himself, even though the person himself is redeeming it, ain't a nice and chaymish, he doesn't have to add on the extra fifth. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah, when it comes to a Stei Achuza, Yerusha field, that you were Magdish Lebed the Gabayas, and you want to redeem it, there are kulas and chumras, because the Torah gives a set amount. And the set amount is Zera Chaymer Sairim, a shetach that's big enough to plant 30 Sov Sairim. So if it's the first year after Yovel, you have to give 50 shekel kesef. That's the amount. Now, as it gets closer to Yovel, the amount goes down. The next year would be 49, the next year 48, and so on. So between one Yovel and another, there are 49 years. What does that mean? It means that the Torah says you have to give a shekel and a punyin per year. What's a punyin? Punyin is a 48th of a shekel. Now, it could be a very cheap field, that's the amount that you give. It could be a very expensive field. But that's the amount that you give. Sometimes it's a kula, sometimes it's a chumra. When it comes to a stei mikna, a field that you bought and donated to Hegdish, according to the Tanakama, you give the actual value. If it's in an expensive area, you pay more. In a cheap area, less. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, in both cases, when you redeem it, it's 50 shekel of Bezerah Chaymer Sairim. Again, if it's the first year after Yovel, then it gets less and less. What then, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is the difference between a stay achuz and a stay mikna? The difference would be when you're redeeming it yourself, and it's a stay achuz, you have to add on a fifth. And by a stay mikna, you don't have to add on a fifth, and this is all learned from Psukim. So